由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，欢迎你今日收听《天路导向》。
Today, I want to talk to you about what does your enemy think of you.
今日我想同你分享敌人究竟是怎样看我们的。
Everybody likes to know what their enemies think of them.
每个人都想知道究竟他的敌人是怎样看他的。
It helps you to understand him better.
因为这样做会让你知己知彼。
And I want to begin by telling you a real story.
所以首先我想跟大家分享一个故事。
It happened during World War II.
这个是一个真实的故事，是记载在第二次世界大战当中发生的。
During World War II, immediately after the collapse of France,
在第二次世界大战的时候，法国刚刚沦陷。
Hitler moved with his Operation Sea Lion, destined to attack Great Britain.
希特拉和他的海狮部队出发准备攻击英国。
Operation Sea Lion included massive formation of bombers.
海狮部队是包括了庞大的轰炸机队伍。
Massive formation of fighters.
庞大的战斗机队伍。
Which literally covered the British skies.
在理论上来讲，足以覆盖整个英国的领空。
The Royal Air Force realized that there was only one place to get to.
皇家的英国空军，他们明白，他们只有一个地方可以去。
There's only one position from which they could deal with this sinister attack of the enemy.
他们只有一个方位可以反击敌人恶意的攻击。
It was higher altitude.
就是去高的地方。
Above the enemy's planes.
那个高度是高过敌人的战机的。
When the Royal Air Force pilots got the command from the radar operator to scramble,
所以当皇家空军的机师接到雷达控制员要求他们紧急升空的时候，
It meant do or die.
就是说他一是去杀人，一是就是被杀。
Get above the attacking planes at any cost.
因为他们要不惜代价这样去飞得高过敌方的战机。
The Royal Air Force pilots became known as the Scrambling Squadrons.
皇家空军的机师被称为急升的部队。
They knew that there could be no victory over their enemy without higher altitude.
因为他们知道如果他不去到一个高的地方，就没办法打败他们的敌人。
They knew that they could not neutralize their enemy's massive attack without soaring above their enemy's plane.
他们知道如果不飞得高过敌方的战机，就没办法化解敌方庞大的攻势。
Back then, of course, there was no such thing as instant altitude as we do now.
当然，在那个时候，并没有今日我们有的即刻升空的科技。
They had to scramble.
他们必须紧急升空，一步一步地爬升。
And the same thing works spiritually.
其实在我们的属灵方面也都是一样的。
The word of God tells us,
神的话是要对我们讲，
that we as God's scrambling squadrons,
我们就是神的急升部队，
we have instant altitude,
我们是可以立即升空的。
We have the privilege and the joy and the power of being above instant altitude from any position.
我们是享有权利和喜乐，并且有能力在任何的位置即刻的急速升空。
And when God the Father raised God the Son from the dead,
而当父神让神子从死亡复活过来的时候，
The Bible said,
圣经是这样说，
that he sat on high in the highest altitude possible.
他坐在至高的之处。
He set him above the powers and the principalities.
他坐在一切執政和掌權的之上。
He set him above the dominions and the powers.
他坐在一切主治和有能的之上。
He set him above the wicked forces that are working in the heavenly places.
他坐在天空屬靈氣的惡魔之上。
He set him above Satan and his demonic forces.
聖父是讓聖子坐在撒旦和他的鬼魔勢力之上。
He set him above the circumstances.
聖父讓聖子坐在一切的環境、一切的境況之上。
He set him above all the forces of evil that are working in the world today.
聖父是讓聖子在今日世界和一切邪惡勢力之上。
There he is even right now.
而且这一刻圣子就是坐在那里。
Jesus,
主耶稣
high above the sky in the high altitude.
他是坐在至高之处，是高过诸天。
But you know, that is not where it stops.
但是你知道不单止是这样。
That's not where God the Father stops.
父神的作为并没有在那里停止。
The Bible says in the book of Hebrews,
因为在圣经希伯来书那里说
that those who are in Jesus Christ
那些在主耶稣基督里面的人
are positionally seated in the heavenly places with God's right hand
他们的地位是在天上在神的右手
physically you might be here on this earth
你的肉身虽然现在活在世界上面
but positionally you are sitting with God in the heavenly places
但是按地位来讲，你依家是已经与天上的神同坐。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很奇妙呢？
That is the blessing that God has given us.
这个就是神赐给我们的福分。
The Bible says,
圣经这样说，
that God invited us who have put our faith in Jesus Christ.
神邀请那些相信主耶稣基督的人。
That he invited us who put their trust in Jesus Christ
神邀请那些信靠主耶稣基督的人
to be made heirs and inheritors of the everlasting kingdom
成为永恒国度的继承人
The Bible says
圣经这样说
In Christ
在基督里面
We have been raised to the highest altitude possible
我们被提升到至高的地方
And you and I can be safe only in one place.
只有在那里，我和你才有安全。
You and I can attack the enemy and resist the evil one from one position.
只有在那个位置，我和你才能够抵抗魔鬼，击退敌人。
You and I can have victory over Satan from that one position.
只有在那个地方，我和你才可以胜过撒旦。
That position is where Christ is.
那个地方就是耶稣基督所在的地方。
It is understandable, therefore, that Satan's strategy.
因此，撒旦的战略对我们来讲就是可以理解的了。
And his hard work and his energy have been spent on getting us down from that high place.
因为撒旦就是要尽一切的努力将我们从那个高的地方拉下来。
Satan is scheming all day long about how to defeat us.
撒旦整天都在筹算怎样去打败我们。
How to get us down from the place of advantage.
怎样将我们从优势的地方拉下来。
Satan's desire is to cause you to forget that he is vulnerable.
撒旦的盼望就是让你去忘记撒旦自己是有弱点的。
Cause us to forget that he is a defeated foe.
撒旦要你去忘记他是已经被打败的敌人。
Satan knows that all of his firepower against us can be absolutely neutralized when we maintain our faith position.
撒旦知道只要我们持守信心的高度我们就能够完全瓦解他的攻势。
When we maintain our obedience posture,
而且当我们持守信服神的态度的时候我们就能够完全瓦解他的攻势
So how does your enemy perceive you?
咁样你嘅敌人究竟系点样睇你嘅呢？
Your enemy sees you as vulnerable to the attack in three fronts.
原来你嘅敌人已经睇准咗你最脆弱嘅三方面嚟攻击你。
This is the most important message of this whole series.
呢一个就系呢个系列当中最重要嘅信息。
Because Satan sees you vulnerable on three fronts.
因为撒旦知道你喺呢三方面系最脆弱嘅。
Each front is designed to convince us that he is invincible.
所以佢策划咗三个方面嘅攻击，让我哋以为佢所向无敌。
That we are vulnerable to his attack.
让我哋以为自己无力去抵挡佢嘅攻击。
What are these avenues that he uses to intimidate us?
究竟撒旦系用边三种嘅途径嚟恐吓我哋呢？
What are these three fronts to get us down from our high altitude?
究竟撒旦系用边三条嘅阵线将我哋从高处拉落嚟呢？
They are in 1 John chapter 2 verse 16.
如果你睇嘅话，你可以睇下约翰一书第二章第十六节。
I want you to mark it down.
请你将佢记落嚟。
It is very important.
因为它是非常重要的。
This verse tells us that Satan cannot attack us on every front.
这一节的经文说撒旦不可以从很多不同的方位来攻击我们。
He cannot attack us on multitudes of channels.
撒旦并不能够用很多的途径来攻击我们。
There are only three.
只能够攻击我们的三方面。
Satan can only pull us down from that high altitude which positionally Jesus Christ puts us in when we surrender to him.
撒旦只能够从三方面将我们在高处拉下来，那个就是我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，由主耶稣基督赐给我们的地位。
They are?
这三方面就是
The lust of the flesh.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the eye,
眼目的情欲
and the pride of life,
同埋今生的骄傲。
Let's put it another way.
如果用另外的方法去描述的话
it is the world,
就是世界
the flesh,
就是肉体
and the devil,
同埋就是魔鬼。
All sin fall into one of these three categories.
一切的罪恶都可以被归入这三个类别。
Let me put it another way.
让我换句话这样讲。
First, it is the craving of our fallen nature.
首先是我们堕落本性里面的欲念。
It is the craving to have what we don't have.
这个欲念让我们渴望去得到一些我们没有的东西。
It is a desire to brag about it.
并且去夸耀自己的欲念。
I want to put it another way.
再换句话去讲。
Number one, it is our inner selfishness.
第一号的问题就是我们内心的自私。
Secondly, he appeals to the desire to satisfy our inner selfishness.
第二样是撒旦是鼓动我们要我们想去满足自己私心的欲望。
And thirdly, he appeals to our pride.
第三，撒旦是鼓动我们的骄傲的心。
Just in case you didn't understand all of this, I'm going to explain it some more.
如果你不明白我以上讲的事，就让我进一步再解释。
The mind perceives.
我们的思想，我们的头脑接收信息。
The heart lusts.
我们的心起了欲念。
And the will goes its own way.
然后我们的意志就会随自己的意思而行。
Satan is not merely interested in tempting us.
撒旦不单止有意去试探我们。
He is interested in knowing that we have been tempted and that we have fallen into the temptation.
撒旦更加热衷于知道我们被他引诱并且跌入去他的陷阱当中。
And he is not going to leave us until we defeat him and have victory over him, or he defeats us.
撒旦并不会离我们而去，除非我们去击败他，我们赢了他，或者被他赢了。
There are only two positions to be in.
我们只能够处于两种的地位。
Either you are the victim or the victor.
我哋一系就系受害者，一系就系胜利者。
Satan comes to the eye gate.
撒旦嚟到你眼目嘅门。
And then to the mind gate.
撒旦然后去到你思想头脑嘅门。
And finally he comes to the will gate.
最后撒旦去到你意志嘅门。
The will gate is his ultimate goal.
意志嘅门先至系撒旦最终嘅目标。
To get into our will, which is his ultimate prize, he has to go through the eye and the heart.
撒旦要通过我哋嘅眼、我哋嘅心，最终要掳掠我哋嘅意志。
He will use the mind, which is the seat of our intellect.
撒旦系要利用我哋嘅思想控制我哋嘅理智。
And he will use the heart, which is the seat of our emotions.
撒旦要利用我哋嘅心控制我哋嘅情感。
In order to get us to disobey God and His word and follow Satan.
撒旦是要让我们去叛逆神，不顺从神的话语，去跟随祂。
Satan knows that if he can get you to see something,
撒旦知道，如果祂能够引诱你去看某一些东西，
and you see it long enough,
并让你看个够，
and then you desire it,
然后你的欲念就会兴起。
He knows that he's two-thirds of the way there.
他那时已经去到三分之二，已经空有成竹了。
The next step is to get you to fall in the sin.
再下一步就是要让你跌入罪的网罗里面。
Do you remember from the last message?
不知你记不记得我们上次的节目的信息。
God has the good seed.
神有好的种子。
He plants the good seed.
He 播下好的种子。
And there is good soil and there is not so good soil.
有一些是好的土壤，有些则是不是太好的土壤。
And just as God has good seed, Satan has bad seed.
但同时神有好种子的同时，撒旦有坏的种子。
And he comes in and he plants his seed in our minds first.
撒旦来到就会先将他的种子放入我们的思想里面。
Then he lets it germinate.
然后让这些坏种子发芽。
Into our heart.
在我们的心里面成长。
Until it produces the fruit of disobedience.
直至他们长出叛逆的果子。
Produces the fruit of bondage to sin.
直至他们生出被罪恶捆绑的果子。
This process may take a long time.
这个过程可能需要很长的时间。
Or it can happen instantaneously.
又或者他们会即时这样发生。
When you find yourself going through any kind of temptation,
当你发现你自己落在任何的试探当中，
you need to ask yourself three questions.
你要问自己三个问题。
Write them down.
请你将我一阵要讲的三个问题写低。
First, is it appealing to my selfish nature?
第一，这个试探是不是会惹起我自私的本性？
Second, is it appealing to my covetous nature?
第二样嘢，佢系咪会引起我贪婪嘅本性
？Third, is it appealing to my pride?
第三，佢系咪会引起我骄傲嘅心
？You are going to discover that every temptation will come under one of these three categories.
你会发现所有嘅试探都系属于呢三个类别噶。
And these were exactly the same three temptations which Satan used to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦亦都会利用这三个试探来诱惑耶稣基督。
The wilderness was believed to be the place where Satan and all his demons congregate.
在教会传统当中，一般是相信旷野就是撒旦和他的恶魔聚集的地方。
That is why by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was led into the wilderness to take Satan on.
因此在圣灵的引导之下，主耶稣去到旷野和撒旦较量。
To defeat him and to render him ineffective.
要打败撒旦，让撒旦无计可施。
He completed that process on the cross.
主耶稣最终在十字架上面完成了这一场的斗争。
How did Satan begin to tempt Jesus?
究竟撒旦怎样开始去试探耶稣呢？
He began first of all with the lust of the flesh.
首先就是让耶稣去受肉体的情欲的试探。
Jesus was hungry.
当时耶稣很肚饿。
He had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights.
因为耶稣已经禁食了40昼夜。
And as the Son of God, his food was to do the will of the Father.
对耶稣来讲，他作为圣子，他就应该遵从圣父的旨意，让圣父的旨意当作他的食粮。
He told that to the disciples in John chapter 4.
这个就是耶稣在约翰福音第四章跟门徒讲的。
You see, people who deny the divinity of Christ,
你看看那些否定耶稣基督就是神的人，
are more ignorant than Satan.
他们比撒旦更加无知。
Satan did not deny the divinity of Christ.
撒旦都没有否定基督的神性。
In Luke chapter 4,
如果你看看路加福音第四章，
Satan comes to Jesus and says,
撒旦来到耶稣那里跟耶稣讲，
Since you are the Son of God,
你是神的儿子嘛，
Command these stones to turn into bread.
那你不如吩咐这些石头变成食物吧。
He believed in the divinity of Christ.
你睇下，撒旦系相信基督嘅神性噶。
Well, you may ask, what's wrong with turning stone into bread?
咁可能你会问，究竟将石头变成食物有乜嘢唔啱呢？
Jesus was hungry.
当时耶稣好肚饿。
He had the power to do it.
当时耶稣有能力咁样做。
He had the authority to raise the dead.
佢既然有让死人复活嘅权柄。
And he performed miracles.
他既然能够施行神迹，
Why couldn't he turn stone into bread?
为什么他不能够将石头变成食物呢？
In fact, you notice Satan never says try or pray. He said command.
事实上，如果你留意到英文的字句的话，撒旦并不是对耶稣说试下或者祈祷求神帮你啊，撒旦是要叫耶稣吩咐旧石头变食物。
Because he knew that he has the power.
因为撒旦知道耶稣是有这样的能力的。
And Jesus could have done it.
而耶稣的确是可以这样做。
He could have said, stone, be bread.
可能耶稣可以说，石头，你变做饼吧。
And it would have become bread right on the spot.
然后旧石头就会立刻变做一个饼。
Some of you are probably saying, well, that's reasonable, isn't it?
你可能会说，这样做不是很合理吗？
What is the temptation here? I don't understand it.
这里为什么是一个试探呢？我不明白。
It was the temptation to depart from the will of God.
原来这个试探，撒旦要看看耶稣会不会违反神的旨意。
And the timing of God.
撒旦要看看耶稣会不会违反神的时间。
Look at the situation with Jesus.
让我们一起看看耶稣当时的处境。
As long as Jesus was in the wilderness and under the control of the Holy Spirit, he was in the will of God.
当时只要主耶稣留在旷野，并且信服在圣灵的管理之下，耶稣就是行在神的旨意当中。
And he was under the power of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在那个时候就是信服在圣灵的能力之下。
He was totally dependent on the power of God's Holy Spirit.
耶稣完完全全地依赖圣灵的能力。
And as long as you are in the wilderness, whatever your wilderness may be,
只要你置身在旷野当中，无论你的旷野是什么，
As long as you are in the center of the will of God,
只要你是活在神的旨意当中，
The Spirit of God will sustain you.
神的灵必扶持你。
The physical hunger was part of God's plan.
肉体的饥饿是神的计划的一部分，
Part of God's will.
是神的旨意当中的一部分。
It was 40 days and he was almost there, almost finished.
耶稣在旷野已经40昼夜，而他的磨练也都差不多结束了。
When Satan came to Jesus, it was toward the end of the 40-day fast.
撒旦在主耶稣快结束他40日的禁食的时候来找他。
But Satan wants him to change the will of God.
撒旦就是想耶稣去改变神的旨意。
He's saying to him in effect,
撒旦要跟耶稣说，
You are the son, aren't you?
你不是神的儿子吗？
Since you are the son,
既然你就是那个圣子，
You ought to meet your own needs without counting on the will of God.
你就应该自给自足，何必在乎神的旨意呢？
Here's what Satan trying to do.
这个就是撒旦想做的事。
Depart from the place of perfect obedience.
撒旦就是想叫你和绝对服从去背道而驰。
The place of perfect obedience is the place of high altitude.
绝对服从就是那个高处。
Are you in the perfect place of high altitude of obedience?
你是不是处在一个绝对服从的高处呢？
Or are you down in the valley being bloodied all over the place?
定是你落在深谷里面遍体鳞伤呢？
Where are you spiritually today?
今天你属灵的光景又是怎样呢？
Satan wants you to come down from the high place.
撒旦想要你从高处拉下来。
Because that is the only way he can start to devour you and attack you.
因为这样他才能够攻击你，吞食你。
But I want to give you an advice today.
但是今天我想劝勉你一句。
Doesn't matter how bad the wilderness is.
请你不要在意旷野的环境有多恶劣。
But if your wilderness is the perfect place of obedience, God will bless you.
只要你的旷野是让你完全信服神，神就会赐福给你。
The secret of Jesus' victory will always be the secret of your victory.
主耶稣基督得胜的秘诀亦都会是你得胜的秘诀。
Recognize the nature of the appeal and use the appropriate scripture to resist it.
你要懂得认识撒旦诱惑的性质，并且用适当的经文来抵挡诱惑。
I have met many Christians who are living in constant defeat.
我认识很多的基督徒，他们时常活在失败当中。
And if you are one of those, I want you to come up to higher altitude.
如果你是他们的其中一位，让你今天向高处走。
Just like the Royal Air Force did.
就好像英国的皇家空军一样。
They knew that the place of victory is higher altitude.
因为他们知道要赢，要打赢这场仗就要往高处去。
They knew they could not blow their enemies out of the sky without higher altitude.
因为他们知道如果不往高处去，他们就不能够摧毁敌军。
Jesus defeated Satan by telling him what the word of God said.
主耶稣就以神的话语去胜过撒旦。
So when Satan comes to you and appeals to your flesh,
所以当撒旦以肉体的情欲来引诱你的时候，
Tell him what Paul said to the Ephesians.
请你按保罗对以弗所教会所讲的事告诉撒旦，
That I have been blessed with every spiritual blessings in Jesus.
因为我已经在耶稣基督里得着神所赐的各样属灵恩赐，
And have victory over him.
并且已经胜过魔鬼，这一样就是保罗讲的事。
May victory be yours today.
愿你今日得着胜利。
When we meet again next time,
下次当我和你再相会的时候，
I'm going to talk about the other two areas.
我会和你分享另外两种范畴的试探。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
多谢你收听今日的天路导向，我们下次再会。